Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. A half hour after the opening bell, stocks have taken a deep dive as investors react to the Trump tariffs going into effect, and Mexico, China, and Canada all announcing retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. And now the Dow is down 584 points, and the NASDAQ has lost 216. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren says while Trump may be trying to punish those countries, Americans will be the one to suffer when prices go up. Appearing on CBS Mornings, she uses this example from Canada.
I gotta tell you, putting a tariff on maple syrup doesn't help us here at home. All it does is drive up prices for, you know, everybody who wants to eat pancakes.
But Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says it had to be done.
What we've seen, obviously, in Mexico in the past several years has been a dramatic increase in illegal immigration coming across the border, and the Mexican authorities haven't stopped it. They just basically allowed people to be able to pass through. President Trump said, I'm going to put major tariffs on this because I want fentanyl to stop. I want illegal immigration to stop.
Ukraine says it needs security guarantees from the U.S. to survive, a day after President Trump froze military aid that was headed there. CBS's MTS Taieb is in Kyiv.
Mykhailo Podolyak is a top advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Can Ukraine defeat Russia without the support of the U.S. and President Trump?
What I can say for sure is that Ukraine will still fight. But I will ask you a question. Would the U.S. be okay to stay on the sidelines when we need to stop Russian aggression?
Better news for the Pope comes from the Vatican this morning. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
He is no longer using that mechanical ventilation. He's back to using nasal tubes and high-flow oxygen.
But his prognosis is still guarded after two respiratory episodes yesterday. He's been in the hospital for nearly 3 weeks with double pneumonia. Severe weather has left some 300,000 customers without power in the Dallas area, and two storms are merging to bring nasty weather from the Rockies all the way to the East Coast. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
The most impactful area for this storm will be from northeast Colorado through the northwest sections of adjacent Kansas, right through most of the state of Nebraska, Iowa, into lower Minnesota, and then over into Wisconsin.
The world's largest iceberg is stuck, as are the creatures who live there. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
It broke off the Antarctic ice shelf back in 1986 and has been slowly drifting through the area known as Iceberg Alley ever since. But now it's stuck in shallow offshore waters, along with the millions of penguins and seals that call it home.
The Dow is down 590. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 200 acres of wetland in Kenosha County is getting rehabbed. A plan, after several years of discussion, is moving ahead that will finally see the Pike River South Branch project get done. The initiative aims to rehab an area stretching from Highway K to Highway S. In a Waukegan courtroom yesterday, Robert Crimo III unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges against him. He was set to be on trial for the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. He'll be sentenced April 23rd. Investigators have said that Crimo considered a second attack in Madison before his arrest. The Racine Raiders are returning to the radio through a renewed partnership with WRJN. The season opener will be broadcast May 3rd. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala gave his first State of the City address last night. He highlighted a 12% decrease in crime and increases in building permits. Reports of dead birds along Lake Michigan's shoreline from Racine to Green Bay are raising concerns about bird flu. The Wisconsin Humane Society saying they're seeing a rise in suspected bird flu admissions. They're urging people that if they see a bird dead near the water, to give them a call. And the Racine County Eye is featuring an article today about the history of the Racine Bells and baseball. Readers can find the historical content on the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won six of their last seven games.
We're moving in the right direction, and we've had some hiccups. That's to be expected, but you know, I had a coach in the past, he's always said that the regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have. And obviously, you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers agreeing to a two-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a sixth-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today, right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Neil Diamond on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Itching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care. Say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my Rosie child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar. You got the way to make me happy.
Carolyn Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Carolyn Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits. Not too late.
ever since I met you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything.
Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Congratulations to Orlando and Margie and Jay, just some of the people who won tickets from Don Rosen, our morning guide, to see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair in August. And so they're going for sure. If you know them, they got two tickets, so you might want to call them up and ask to sit next to them. Can I have your other seat, please? If you know them, go for it. But those aren't the only tickets we're sitting on. There are many more in the prize closet, and we'll reveal those soon enough. Keep it here on WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011. and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
For I can't.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. This next singer here, if he sounds like Sam Cooke, it could be because he was Sam Cooke's nephew, R.B. Greaves. Take a letter, Maria, on WRJN.
Last night as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good, she looked fine, she looked good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing, holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. Single day singing.
Oh, 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 oh
upgraded our news because we've partnered with Racine County Eye. Get the headlines from us, the details from RacineCountyEye.com. Here's some of those headlines I was talking about from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After a jury was seated just across the state line, the Highland Park shooter is admitting guilt. In a surprising turn, Robert Crimo III entered a guilty plea to all 69 charges related to the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. The charges in Lake County, Illinois included 21 counts of first-degree murder for the seven lives lost and 48 counts of attempted murder. Sentencing is scheduled for April 23rd. After the initial attack, investigators say Crimo went to Madison with weapons and ammunition, considering a second attack before ultimately returning to Illinois where he was arrested. A renewed partnership between WRJN and the Racine Raiders will see the team's games return to the airwaves. It all starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The broadcast from Horlick Field marks the revival of a Racine tradition. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River's South Branch project is moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. In a statement, County Executive Samantha Kirkman describes the initiative as creating a, quote, ecological gem in the heart of the city. A little history is on the pages of the Racine County Eye today. Read all about the Racine Bells and baseball online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Rain rolls in this afternoon, ramps up tonight, and lays down about an inch of rainfall. Localized flooding is possible, and it'll all flash freeze tomorrow. As snow starts to mix in by the afternoon, it'll be all snow through the evening, laying down less than half an inch. But winds will be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Just can't be right, and I'm telling you, it's too late.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. I've often thought of this Four Seasons song, that it starts out with a compliment if you're a morning person.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn.
Dawn, no way I'm no good for you. Oh, Dawn, stay with him, he'll be good to you. Hang on,
hang on,
hang on to him.
Think, think,
what a big man he'll be.
Think, think,
of the faces you'll see. Now
think what the future would be.
propose on Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, oh, oh, all right. I said spooky. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and back-to-back Georgia. Artists, Classics 4 from Atlanta, James Brown from Macon on WRJN.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar. I feel nice. A sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong.
Maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Joe Frank and Reynolds. That's actually three guys. That's Hamilton is one, Joe Frank another, and Reynolds is the third. Don't Pull Your Love sounded like the Grassroots there. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we are proud to announce that WRJN going to be the home for the entire 2025 season of Racine Raiders football. Starts early May. We'll keep you posted on that. More details coming soon on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano's Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Scene one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Smile, looks out of place. If you
Hits, WRJN with back-to-back Motown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and Stevie Wonder. Boys High School basketball back on Friday night. Racine Park taking on Milwaukee Bradley Tech. Pre-game 6:30, hear it all on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Retaliation announced or in the works as Canada, Mexico, and China respond to U.S. tariffs, which took hold today. And the tariff news has rattled Wall Street for a second straight day, financial exchanges dropping steadily. The Dow is off 728 points. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
Speaking in a stern voice and ticking off all Mexico has done to cooperate with the U.S. lately, Mexico's president called President Trump's tariffs offensive. She will announce both tariff and non-tariff measures on the U.S. on Sunday.
Mexico and Canada are facing 25% tariffs. It all could lead to price hikes for consumers on all sorts of things. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Autos, we assembled them in the United States, but to get to a finished product, we may go back and forth between Canada, Mexico, up to 8 times. So that means a fee will get paid 8 different times. It could raise the price of a car by about $3,000 per vehicle.
Correspondent MTS Tayyab is in Ukraine. The Trump White House